world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Welcome to our Season 7, Episode 19.
For whom Adele tolls.
I like this one better.
That's why I kept it. I was struggling with the title all day, and then I came up with that, and then like an hour later, the Amazing Mighty thing came out. I'm like, no, this is like too decent of a pun.
The other one's not even a pun, it's just a really bad inside joke.
It's the inside joke that probably upwards of 5 people understand. 3 of them are us. So, yeah. Spoiler alert. Adele's dead. Sort of. Got turned into a giant eye wart thing. Because... I don't know. Like, he's like...
Eye wart?
I don't know. I forgot his name. He just looks like he's like a giant... It's like if Ghost was like a mutant... Like, that's what the writer looks like.
I think of the great Iser.
Yeah, there you go. Mr. Iser, Miser, something about Ganmiser. I don't know. Something about that Christmas special. If only this was the Christmas, it would all make sense, but it really wouldn't.
We'll have a discussion on that shit, but...
We will.
Anyway. God, what do you mean, this ghost?
What? It's like I told you, it's the Gotham of Toku.
Alright, one... Oops.
Question mark, apparently.
I've bought a lot of Pokemon cards.
Pokemon. Doesn't sound like you.
I know, it's so weird. but so I'm all caught up on those releases for now, I think. I don't know when the next anything is going to come out, but I'm all caught up on promo boxes, so... We've filmed 2 of the 4, so I got some more filming to do. But other than that,
sorry. Can you hear my rummaging? It's like you caught me going after the food stash.
Got you red-handed.
It's just like, I reached my hand in there and you went quiet.
Put the cookies down.
It was actually a peach.
So I didn't go healthy. You threw me for a loop.
Well, I wasn't going to eat it now because I think it's too noisy. It'd be like... So I was like, maybe I'll wait for after, but I was seeing if it went rotten, so I was kind of groping it a little bit. You know how it is. Apparently, I'm really self-conscious about that now because apparently George said I have a cool down where I like stay in Schmidt for a bit. Yeah, right. That sounds like a really fun children's book. Stay in Schmidt for a bit. Wait, that sounds like a dirty children's book. Too far.
Let's see. I completely failed at the casino.
Yes.
Peanut Gallery agrees.
That kind of sucked, but had a fun time. It just wasn't very profitable. Let's see, when I got back, my Oki box was here that wouldn't have even been shipped. It wasn't for the fact that I decided to get an Amazon's driver.
Hi, Amazon.
And, so I shipped that so I could film it before the whale gun and the gas hat. whatever else comes out, a bunch of vinyls and stuff, I think. That box is going to be weird. It's going to be a whale gun, a toy that effectively doesn't have its main thing until 2 weeks from now, and then a bunch of vinyls.
It's kind of like when we had the O's Metal set, except at least like we had the O's Metals and their driver. And here's a Switch, too. That would have been a funny single review if they just released the Switch on its own. The video, just silence, creepy molester gloves, click, 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 ends. Like 5 seconds.
At least the gadgets make a lot of cool noises, so you can actually do a damn video on them even without the driver.
You need the surgical tools and the creeper
gloves. You need the tweezers and the gloves.
The gloves just freak me out.
But so I got that it's kind of like an old school driver in that it's really basic and only has certain functions. And we really
Does
haven't
it have an
had one of
attack function?
those
Nailed it.
attack
Classic
functions.
LBX humor.
But I like it. It's cool. I think given the fact that what it's from and stuff, they should have just went straight to a complete selection modification release. But I'm expecting an announcement of that like any time now since I decided to buy the DX one.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome. But we'll see. It's fun regardless. There's a noise for something else in there too, but like there's no confirmation on how to unlock it. Like, I mean, I know how. I can do it with like a pencil, but
you gotta hack it. You gotta use those hacking skills. That's
but,
what the whole
like,
show Mr. Robot's about. It's about hacking with pins.
The proper faceplate. I don't know how that's gonna come out, but whatever. I think that's about it. That box and Pokemon cards. Oh, I found the newest wave of Dino Supercharged bike toys. Like, of all the things to find first, I found bike toys.
They need to get those figures out. It's like basically the last thing.
Yeah.
I think I saw that the tall like silver and stuff was found at like one of the dollar places.
Like it's really weird because I found them at Meijer, which is like only in. Like my area, like the in the states like around me.
Yeah, we don't have a major.
Major.
There's a J.
And
J silent, then don't include it.
It's
what is
really
that rule?
Weird, cause like normally they kinda suck, but I don't know what happened recently. But I was at the one that's close to my mom's on Tuesday. So I went grocery shopping, and I found, like, the newest wave of Titans Return Voyager-class figures. And so I'm like, okay, that was cool. I didn't get any of them, but it was neat to see them. And then I went to the one near me today, and they had the bike toys that I didn't even know were out. And then they had, like, a box of Series 4 Yo-Kai Watch Yo-Kai medals. And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I didn't get those because I'm not really doing anything with Yo-Kai Watch anymore, but it was just weird to see, like, all this new stuff at a store that usually doesn't really get anything.
Yeah, that happens on occasion. It's really weird.
So that was really neat, but so now I guess I have to frequent Meijer's since they have new toys all the time now, apparently, so whatever, but anyway, yeah, that's it. Been building Pokemon decks and
failing.
I'm not failing in building Pokemon decks. They're pretty good.
I'm about to have more at life.
Oh, failing at life? I do that every day.
Classic cat.
All day, every day.
Day. Damn day. Classic coach. Classic Greenberg. Classic.
So yeah, that's it for me.
Okay, let's see. What have I been up to? I haven't really bought much. I did think of one thing, which will probably remind you that I think you did it too, because you've tweeted about it, but I pre-ordered the Sun and Moon 3DS.
Oh yeah!
But like, I actually just pre-ordered it from online, because I don't want to interact with another human. So.
I can't wait for that shit. I'm too impatient. And like it's a GameStop now has it for pre-order. I'm like, okay, cool. And like I clicked it. Oh, I got another story to tell. I completely forgot. I clicked it and it was like I'm like, okay, cool. And I tried to go to like in-store pickup because I would personally rather just go to a store, get it, and leave, and be done with it and have it and not have to rely on the mail system because they're awful people. And
try and make me nervous.
So I'm like, okay, cool. And then it wouldn't work because, like, in-store pickup currently unavailable. I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm like, I just want to pre-order this stupid system. And thankfully, like, me and my mom were eating at KFC, and it's in the same parking lot as the GameStop I usually go to. So when we were done eating, I just walked over there. I was like, "Are you taking in-store pre-orders for this yet?" And he was like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Well, count me in." And so I did that. But real quick, it was funny because I tried to put in orders for the new iPhone and the new Apple Watch. And those went up last Friday. And I was in the middle of, I was like in the casino waiting for Apple's stupid shit to load so I could try to order one. And so like I clicked all the buttons and stuff. And when I got my 6 Plus, I did in-store pickup. So I pre-ordered it, and then I went there in the morning before they opened and just walked in and got my pre-order and left. It was great. I'm like, okay, I want to do that again. And so I clicked it, and I tried to do in-store pickup. There's a theme here. And I couldn't. It said it was unavailable. So I'm like, well, what the fuck? So I went back to try to, like, do something different. And then by the time I realized they weren't doing in-store pickup, the, like, ship dates had already slipped to like 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, great.
And so I'm like, well, fuck this. And then I went over to the Apple Watches, and they had also weren't available for in-store pickup and had slipped to weeks. And I'm like, well, fine. Fuck you. So now this Friday, I get to go see if I can get one at the store. I probably will fail at that, but I'm hoping.
But Brian, you can't charge your phone and listen to music at the same time, even though if you're charging your phone, you're probably at a computer where you can listen to your music.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay, hold on. Okay, bone to pick. All these fucking complaints are hysterical. Like, I understand being upset that the headphone jack is gone because you can't use, like, whatever headphones you use. I always use the Apple ones anyway, so I don't really give a fuck.
Doesn't it come with an adapter?
Yeah, it comes with an adapter, so you can still use your normal-ass headphones, and then it comes with a new pair of the Apple headphones that has the lightning port at the bottom that plugs in for the new stuff. They covered all their bases. They gave you a new pair of headphones for the people that use the Apple ones, and for the people that don't, they have an adapter. Stop complaining.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because I saw the tweeting out. I'm like, oh, yeah, they covered all that. I'm like, I would understand if they had charged extra for the adapter or something, being a little miffed.
If you had to buy the adapter separate, I could understand a little bit of whining.
Yeah, but then everyone's like, oh, what if I want to listen to music when I'm charging my phone? And I'm like, whenever I'm charging my phone or when I charge my iPod or whatever, I'm at the computer, meaning I can listen to the music there or I can listen to it on the iPad. It's like, what are you doing then? It just didn't make sense to me. Because I don't think I've ever done that.
The only time I've ever listened to music while charging my phone is in the car. I had it plugged in and listened to music while I went to take a nap. That's about the only time that really happens. And at that point, I'm like, okay, I'll listen to my phone and charge it later. Oh boy.
It just seems like such a, like a small, it's like a small circumstance, really.
Yeah.
Because if I have my phone plugged into the car for that, I can just plug the, or use the Wi-Fi or whatever for putting on the radio, but I don't know. Whatever. You know how people are. Now it just went dead silent. Did we die?
No.
Oh, okay. There was like a delay, just stewing.
You can continue your...
Okay, how do you know what I was talking about? Oh, yeah, I pre-ordered it online because I don't want to talk to anybody. Because I haven't been to GameStop in, like, years because there's no girl to hit on there anymore. And I basically stopped going because when I really wanted a game, since I wouldn't go to the midnight openings, I hated having to wait till 10 when I was up and I could just drive to Target or Walmart or something and get the game. And, like, the pre-order bonuses I either never used or couldn't because, like, half my games during the PS3 era were locked out because they locked me out of my account, so... and since if it was coming out the same time as the games, then I probably would have just pre-ordered it at my store or something. But since there's nothing I can do with it that's new and exciting, really, I'm kind of okay just waiting that extra week for it to ship.
Yeah.
So I was kind of glad that it was coming out earlier than the game, because originally I was planning on trying to pre-order it from Amazon, and then I figured there would be like a discrepancy with when I picked up Sun and Moon and when it would ship, and like I kind of want to start the game on the new 3DS and it was gonna kill me, so it kind of squashes a dilemma.
Yeah, it worked out nicely, because
Oh, go ahead.
One of my what?
Oh, because you said just go.
One of my main reasons was just because I wanted to do a video about it, and I wanted to get an XL again anyway, and so it worked out really nice, and I was kind of worried about it releasing on the same day as Sun and Moon, because I'm already unsure of what I'm doing exactly, because right now I have Sun and Moon pre-ordered in that Steelbook bundle on Amazon, and Amazon, at least for me, has always been really wishy-washy when it comes to actual release date delivery.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And this is an instance where I need it to work.
Yeah.
So I'm not 100% sure on what's going down with that, but I was happy that's coming out early, just because I can do that. I can do the video when it comes out. I don't have to worry about trying to juggle, like, doing a video on that, doing a video on any Sun and Moon stuff that I get, and then trying to have to schedule everything at the same time while still being on point about everything. So it worked out really nice.
I wish there was, like, a guarantee of it really getting on the same day, like, always. Because everything I've always gotten, except for once, has been the day after.
Yeah.
And then that one instance where I got Batman, like, a week early from Walmart, but I didn't even get to play it because of homework. but I think I'm just going to go pick mine up, like, at Target, like, because it's not like it's a game system where they're going to sell out and just be able to play it instantly. But since I haven't gotten any of the new 3DSs yet, I'm glad I waited for it instead of getting the other Pokemon one. And that's also a reason I pre-ordered on GameStop, because even though Amazon will probably put it up, like, that's what happened to me last time, is, like, they kept refreshing it every now and then, but I kept just missing when Amazon would refresh the small anniversary one. Mm-hmm. So I was just, like, worried that was going to happen and having to stay on top of it, so I just wanted to get it taken care of. Other than that, there hasn't been much else, because I haven't bought anything. Because George recommended, I've been watching American Horror Story, and season one was, like, good horror fun, and season two probably scarred me for life, to be honest. I'm still not over it. And season three is fun, except for one scene which also scarred me for life, so that's where I'm at. I won't go into the whole long story, but I spent like 7 hours on the phone on and off and on chats on and off with Comcast trying to set up my new DVR because they're phasing my old one out. And it was basically came down to everybody I talked to until the very last person didn't know what they were doing. Because nobody knew
like
that they
Comcast.
Had... Well, yeah, because nobody knew that they had to shut my old DVR off in order to turn this one on. Nobody else could figure out why mine wasn't getting service because the old one was cock-blocking me. And so everyone was telling me something else, and they kept telling me I needed to go into the physical store to authorize it, and I'm like, no. But I won't go into the whole story, but the funniest part was, like, one of the people I chatted with sounded like a robot, like, the way they spoke, and they inserted my name into every sentence. And, like, it was just, it gave me a real creepy vibe, and it was just a hell of an afternoon, and it was just a bunch of hot nonsense, really. And it didn't help that I watched some American Horror Story in between when I was waiting to see if the cable box would sync, so, like, I kept picturing one of the creepy characters as the robot lady, so I was just, like, really unnerved that day. But I think that's it, just honestly being disturbed by TV and ordering 3DSs, I think. I don't think I've watched anything really exciting other than that. I'm still in Dino Thunder. I miss when Power Rangers had people in it. And really fun fight scenes. And the Happy Fish. And the Happy Fish song.
Happy Fish.
And British music producer Kelson Henderson.
That was his first role, wasn't it?
Yeah, I totally forgot about it until he was in there. He was like, oh, oi, Kira! You know how they do. British folk.
He was in every Disney season except Ninja Storm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because he was Boom, and then Phineas. Overdrive was Norg, right? What was Jungle Fury? Oh, was he Flit? Yeah, he was Flit.
Yeah.
He wasn't an RPM.
RPM, he was the satellite monster.
Oh, okay.
He didn't have a main role, but he did voice something in RPM.
But I did like when Disney did that when they had
Why
like.
Ain't he at PMC? Come on, fuckers.
Oh shit, he's never been in one.
I think he was at the first one.
Was he?
I think he was at the first one. I barely remember the first one. I don't remember.
They need to get Piggy there too.
Heck yeah. Just get everyone from Disney, honestly.
Really? Make it worth our while before I get banned. I'm gonna get screenshotted again. I think that's it, though. I don't think everything else to say.
Okay. So, on to Milo. I'm afraid you're gonna, like, hit the mouse and, like, stop my recording or something. It'd be awful. Well, so on to the news. Alright, let's get this shit out of the way. So those keys we talked... the keys we talked about last week, the set finally was unveiled after the 2000th episode thing on Saturday. Or Sunday, rather. It's Saturday for us, but Sunday for Japan. And so it ended up being pretty much strictly a Ninja set, which surprised me a lot. I was expecting the ninnies and Geodra to be combined just to kind of get everything out and out of the way, but nope, it's just the Ninjas. You get the main six and then green and the other two reds and then dark red from the Tokyo team up movie.
Which was just lame as hell.
Was exactly really, really lame. They're also including repackages of Kiryu Pink and Tokyo Yongo, because they were used in the episode. Why Yellow Buster isn't included, I don't know.
Like, it's already just a funny choice to do a re-release solely because of the episode.
People are speculating that they're re-releasing Kiryu Pink and Tokyo Yongo so that people can buy this set that didn't buy the Tokyo set or the Kiryu set, and they'll possibly be used in a new release of the Mobirates.
Oh, of course. I'll probably have to get that, unfortunately.
That has Kiryu and Tokyo sounds in it.
Oh, dude, that would mean I would have to get this key set or something. For fuck's sake! You're not gonna get me! They're chasing me, Brian! They're chasing me!
So, I mean, it's just speculation at this point, but people are assuming that they're packed in here so that people can buy this set and have those sounds if they didn't buy the other sets. But there's no confirmation of a new Mobirates. There was that magazine image from before, but I didn't get any sort of confirmation on whether that was a new release or whether a magazine was just like saying like, oh, here's a bunch of cool Sentai toys or what they were doing. I don't really know. It would not surprise me in the slightest if they did like an artisan Mobirates release with the like 40th anniversary logo of Akared, since people seem to really want that for some reason. So that one surprised me a whole lot, but...
Like, what they should have done, because it surprised me, too, that the Geodras weren't in there. Because it makes it seem really lackluster, since it's supposed to be for the anniversary, that it's basically just the Ninjas featuring other featured guests. And, like, if I were them, with that whole Mobirates thing, I would have just done, like, waited and done, like, an Ninja and Geodra key set, because maybe there's, like, another Ranger suit we don't know about, which is why they decided not to include it. Or we're not supposed to know about, I guess, for Bard. But, and then just do, like, that Mobirates release and just include one of every Ranger that we haven't gotten yet.
Yeah.
But they're probably finding out the best way to make the most money.
Yep. I'm sure.
For fuck's sake.
And so this set has, in total, 12 keys. And it costs 16,200 yen.
Jesus.
Over 9,000.
That's almost double.
God damn it, man. I hate that joke so much. It's like second only to X-Bone. Like, for fuck's sake, get over it. The thing you complained about the Xbox for, they removed it like 4 years ago.
And that will be released in February of 2017. So, long ways away. Other than that, Tamashii Web has put up a couple new things. Gotax Bike is getting a release. And the only other Kamen Rider one is Amazing Mighty. The Shinkocho Seiho release, they're going to whore that Kuga mold out until the end of time. So
apparently.
We've had retail releases of Mighty and Rising Mighty for whatever fuck reason. That was a retail release. But now we're getting an exclusive release of Amazing Mighty. They already released Ultimate Form. So now they're like a Rising Ultimate away from having like the whole group.
Oh man, Rising Ultimate Cuba. See, that's something else that doesn't make sense. They should have done Amazing Mighty. Amazing Mighty as a retail because it's more different. Like, ones that have, like, a small difference, like Scream exclusive.
Yeah.
Because the other one's literally just, like, a shin pad.
For fuck's sake, Toku. You're making me talk with a donut in my mouth.
I got caught getting the peach, so I went for a donut. That'll teach me for being healthy. Oddly enough, they were donut peaches, so, like, it just depends on what kind of donut I want.
The only other thing of note for stuff we talk about on here is Kylo Ren's getting another release, but with a human head.
I heard that this one's going to have music. I hear that his face is just the best.
I'm waiting for a customizer to re-sculpt the hair and give him glasses to make it matte.
I want a matte. That sounded gross. But, like, I want, you know, a matte figure. That has to be done at some point. I can't imagine it wouldn't.
Like, I can't believe it hasn't. I bet there's already customs.
I'm still surprised they didn't put it in the Lego game.
Yeah. Come on, New York Comic Con. Come on. Hasbro, yeah.
Come on, people. Just anywhere.
Come on, whoever has the license for Star Wars. Except not Lego, because Lego exclusives are expensive as hell.
Yeah. But it would just be neat sometime to get, like, a full-on figure of, like, the best Star Wars character of all time, Matt the Radar Technician, really. I just hear purring, like, intermittently.
Sorry.
Oh, God. What's that?
Like how you can't even hear you, and you said that, and you just purred louder.
Was it a purlogy? I hate myself.
Yeah, you should. And finally, our last little bit of news is not a whole lot to talk about, really, but it is Sentai copyright season. So, according to the Japanese copyright database, this was entirely confirmed and made sure that it wasn't fake or anything like that. As long as this isn't getting used for some sort of side project or anything like that, the next season is going to be called Uchu Sentai Q-Ranger. Uchu, everyone should know by now, meaning space. Q meaning
Captain Reform Knight.
It could be nine, like the nine planets, because Pluto is planet. Fuck you guys.
How do we know? I bet that's the only one with life. Fuck you, science. It's too far away for us to know anything. It always tick me off. So hashtag Pluto apologist.
It could be that. It could be rescue. I highly doubt it's rescue, unless they're like rescuing planets. I don't know. But
No Man's Sky.
Regardless, it's really cool for me. I've wanted like a space themed Sentai for ever, and the last time they really did one was, what was it, Five Man or something, I think, was space themed.
Doesn't even count. Happened before G-Ranger.
It's not even Power Rangers.
I know.
So I'm really excited. Like, whether they go the route of, like, planets off the Rangers, or, like, constellations, or stars, or moons, or...
Sailor Moon?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, Kat. There's no need for it.
Or, like just like space shuttles and telescopes and rockets and all that stuff. I like, no matter what direction they go to, like, I'm super excited for this.
I think it would be cool if they actually traveled to different planets, like, even if it wasn't like our planets, like, you know, like almost in space style.
Yeah,
like, I think that would planets. Be neat. Yeah, made up shit, but like, I don't know, it's definitely an exciting idea for a theme. And is this like, I know, but the name's confirmed, but could this be like, is there any way this could be a fake out, like when we thought Ghostbusters or GoBusters was Ghostbusters?
I don't think so, because I think the kanji that they use is the kanji for space.
Okay.
So I think that's 100% positive that it's space. The Q Ranger thing could be anything at that point, whether there's a secondary theme or whether it does mean nine, because it's written in katakana, so it's hard to tell. A lot of people are hoping it kind of goes the route of Tokuger and is romanized with like a Q. So that the logo can have like a Q that looks like Saturn.
Oh, that would be cool.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure that the kanji is can only be used for space. So
I was just curious because like when I saw the news, you see all the people being like, ah, I don't even pay attention to Sentai rumors. I'm like, I think this is legit because it's a trademark. It's not like when the current Sentai premieres, you got the person opening the forum, Bug Sentai confirmed. Like, this isn't that. Like, seriously, that happens every time.
Yeah, I saw those tweets from specific people. And I'm sitting here going, bro, the fucking Japanese copyright, like, trademark Twitter bot posted it. Like, it,
I know.
It's official.
It's like when they showed the Ninja Steel logos, it'd be like, I don't pay attention to Power Rangers rumors. Like, well, no, it's okay. Bye.
So that was kind of obnoxious, but hey.
You know how the fandom is. Screen capped. I also want to point out that this is the first time in exactly a bazillion years that they've actually said Ranger and not Jur.
Yeah, the last time was Geki Ranger, I think.
Finally.
So.
Finally, civil rights are back.
It's cool because I like it when just flat out Rangers in the title, because like you can totally get away with calling them Rangers and people won't get up on your ass about it. Now they're called Senshi. No, fuck off.
I can only imagine how many people probably just like curse me at night for using the word Megazord repeatedly during Sentai reviews. Just a reflex.
Oh, well.
So, I think that's it.
Yep, that is that. So, hooray.
Now it's time for
superhero time. Woo-hoo.
Exactly the time for the last bite of this donut. But
not
also
gonna
that.
Kind of jealous.
It's like 4 days old.
Oh, never mind.
But I don't want to waste the money. These cost like $2.
What?
Not a piece. For like the whole set.
What?
Donuts.
Oh, vagina. Vagina costs like $2.
I'm sure Cordy's does.
No. No, it's cheaper than that. It's like free. Everybody gets a turn.
So, oh god.
I'm not even leading it at this point. Yeah.
Where are we?
Georgia.
Okay, the Jews were owing in the jerk. Why is it that the Gokaiger episodes were so much better?
Because
they came in and did something.
Like, I really enjoyed this. Like, Jewel Whale was cool, and then Marvelous was just, well, his name.
Marvelous.
Yeah, he was Marvelous.
The boy lives
then
up to his name.
Exactly. Like, and I did, I put this on Twitter, I found it hilarious that, like, they're all doing shit, and then there's Jewel the World being himself, and Guy is just like, you're kind of annoying. Like, Guy, the character who's made to be fucking annoying, finds Jewel the World annoying. Like,
That was
look, I know what annoying is like. I was written that way. You're a whole different level.
you sir are worse than me. I need to go somewhere and rethink my life.
And it was I also liked the part where like everyone went back to the cabin to start talking about history, and like Guy just dragged Misao somewhere else to talk to him about history. I'm like, why couldn't you just be together?
Well, because he's lost his mind, clearly. You can tell by his hair. No one even mentioned it. Biggest plot hole in Sentai history.
So that happened, and they defeated the monster with the power of logos. I don't...
I still don't know why they didn't use the Gokaidra Mecha. Because I don't know. I was thinking, like, oh, because they don't have any footage of it. But that was, like, PR thinking. But... And because I'm then like, I realized none of the Zords even appeared, and then at the end there's the skyship, and I was like, well, for fuck's sake.
Like, I mean, I didn't think it was funny that, like, oh, I get it, we just spin these things, right, and that'll work. But, like...
I mean, you know, when did they install a key reader in the Geodra Mecha?
Yeah, I was wondering that.
They just, like the put heck? It just, on the cube, like, they're just like, hey, just, here.
Hashtag something on.
Let's just stick our keys on this. This should work, right? And maybe it's just me being me, like, I was kind of upset that, like, we did the changes last week, and we did different, like, some different shit, and then, like, this week, we did changes, and it was just all reds, and, like, Guy didn't get to do anything, like, fun like the other people, and transform into any, like, sixth or...
He, like, wasn't even in the shot, he just, like, went away.
Yeah, like, I'm really confused at what was happening. I was like, why are we doing this like this? This is stupid. Can we just change into some cool guys? No? Okay, fine. Like, I was kind of hoping, like, he'd turn into Rokugo or, you know, Star Ninja. Granted, it would really raise questions as to how the fuck that would work with his, changer because of how it works, but...
Well, you could just plug some into the anchor slot and it just has extra bots. Bots? Buttons. Bots. What the fuck am I even talking about?
He already changed into Bull Black during Gokaiger. And...
Yeah, I mean, that itself raised a bunch of questions as to how this works, but, you know, whatever. So I don't know, but it was fun. I don't know. They had all the villains come back, but it was like, well, we couldn't really afford to get their voices back, so they're just going to battle silent.
Also, wait, how did Marvelous know who they were?
Yeah. I meant that in my video, and someone said they probably took the keys' memories. I'm like, that's one of the most Toku things I've ever heard.
Right? Like, I don't know how that works either. Like,
of all the people that tried to conquer the Earth, these guys are some of the worst. I'm like, no, these are just the last, like, five.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I could understand a couple of them because I think they had already revived some of them in like Braijira and Dokoku and a couple of other things. But how would he know who Enter and Escape are and Deboss and Zed?
Like, because I was thinking maybe I forgot something because I barely remember like any of the crossovers anything. That they returned for. Well, yeah. Toku, honestly, I forget most of it, like, within seconds. I can't retain it, but... that's why I didn't know why they just didn't bring back villains that we know he met, or old villains we know he met. Like, I don't know. Maybe they just had whatever suits were in the front room, I guess.
So, that was a little weird, but... It still seemed enjoyable, and... he got his power up because the Gokaigers gave it to him, so that was... like, okay...
How about that Acto skill repaint?
That Acto what?
The monster the that they fought with the Megazord.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know.
It was a recolored Acto skill suit.
I don't know what to act. Oh, Acto skill. Yeah, I couldn't understand what the
Except
fuck you were saying.
They called him Gokudo skill.
Yeah,
it's different, guys.
And he's apparently what they fought on the Zangyak planet. And he's the epitome of the will of all of the emperors combined.
Also,
How's that combined?
So like
evil Toku nonsense.
He's Captain Planet, but for the Zangyak. Like, by your Zangiac Emperors combined, I am some douchebag. Like, oh, okay. Like, that happened, and... Like...
I just realized that none of the main villains, like, appeared this week. They didn't even bother phoning it in. They're like, oh, fuck it. We'll just watch this from up above and not even show up.
And it was even better that way.
All they do is sit around and drink wine, really.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was even better with them not doing anything. But, like, so that happened. And then, so I guess we're still... We're just gonna leave Bungle alive, or Bang Ray, because we have to get Cube Whale. Still no explanation on why Cube Whale is 10 if he was the first one, but whatever. I guess we're just not gonna explain that.
Calm down.
Maybe they made him backwards, except the worlds were made by the whatever the enemies are called.
I don't think they have a name. They're just bad guys.
Speaking of, why did they decide to continue the numbers if they were made by the bad guys? Like, what?
Maybe bad guys are me.
Was What's-His-Face just sitting there going, you know, there's end at 6. We need to start this guy's at 7. You know, continuity.
Well, maybe they were like, ha, now they can never make numbers after this. That was their evil plan.
We'll stop them.
Even if they somehow manage to turn him against us and make him good, which is probably unlikely, we'll at least have this small victory.
What's worse is that I completely forgot about them until I saw them in the preview.
I didn't even think about that they didn't appear until we started talking. The show just isn't 6 idiots running around acting like nonsense that's happening.
Speaking of nonsense, they left Navi behind.
They left Navi, yeah, and then Navi's like, well, just come see me on the 3000th episode. I'm like, no, thank you.
I'll probably be dead.
Of another heart attack.
Yep. Hashtag Shukun Shinobi heart attack.
Hashtag Shukun Shinobi heart attack part 2.
I hope, this is really stupid, but I want Navi to be in the rest of the show.
That wouldn't be a terrible idea. Like, since all the Toku series are in the same continuity, but also they're not, so it works.
Well, yeah.
Want her to disappear.
Crossovers in movies in Kamen Rider and Sentai are not canon unless they are.
Exactly what it's like.
That's perfect.
Well, they like ensured this one is. Logic. Since they, you know... gave them their power up, but can you imagine how boring it would have been if, like, the Gokaijers hadn't done it? Like, it probably would have just been Bungle finding it, or them just being like, "Oh, hey, I forgot there was a shiny thing. I saw that 3 weeks ago. I better go back and check on it." Like, I can't think of an interesting scenario other than Marvelous found it.
There was a shiny thing I saw 3 weeks ago.
Like, hey, I was hanging out by that down cube and I saw something shiny in there. I think we should check it out. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Why didn't we notice the bright light coming from before? I don't know. We were crying about because we couldn't go home to our mommies. Like,
I want to see my family.
Then they would debate for 2 episodes on how to get it out. Meanwhile, Marvel just walks up to it and punches it and is like, fuck this shit. I got this.
But the cube is sacred. We can't touch it. Put the cube inside my chest, Sam. What the hell's Optimus doing here? Classic Optimus.
Optimus likes to suck donkey dick.
How dare you? Optimus is a national hero.
Optimus told me that he likes to suck donkey dick.
Okay.
But at least next week we get to revive Cube Whale. Right, they're doing that next week. That's what I interpreted from the thing, but I didn't see him in the preview, so I can't tell if they're actually doing it or not.
No.
We're insured at least one more week of something happening, maybe.
they might do another game show next. They didn't spoil the entire plot in the preview, so I couldn't really tell for sure.
I don't know. All I know is Cube Whale doesn't come out until October, so they got some time to kill.
Yeah, I don't know. I need Cube Whale anyway. Dodegaia or something. Ami spells it all fucking weird.
Yeah, Ami spelled it wrong. They put Dogekaio or
like Dogekaios or something. I'm like, what? You put too many letters in there, I think. Like, but whatever. So that's a thing that happened. I'm still kind of upset that the key set is just Ninjas. I'm like, what the fuck?
There.
I was really hoping. Well, you know, it kind of is irritating because, like, I mean, I'm gonna buy it because I want more keys and I want Ninja keys. But I'm like, so what you're telling me is the key set is the Ninjas plus three keys I already own because I've been buying, or two keys I already own because I've been buying your sets. That's cool. Because they put Tokyu, Yongo, and Kyoryu Pink in there.
Getting deja vu, like, it's weird.
I mentioned this before, and you'll hear it when you go back to listen to this.
You can't prove I'll hear it.
It's speculated that there's going to be another Mobirits.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
an artisan release or something like that.
It'll either come with something, like one of those little fucking tube things to play, at the very least, Ninja sound.
Because as of right now, it's not listed to come with a tube thing. No. Which is what got people speculating. Plus, it coming with Kyuriger and Tokuger keys for people that didn't buy those sets, there's no
right,
other
like
reason to include them again.
That's what I figured, is that there's going to be something like so that you can have that sound if you didn't buy their key sets. Like, Go Busters came out as a mass retail release and is super easy to find, yeah. So there's no need to have Yellow Buster in there. I don't want it, but it would have been nice to have, just because, like, if they're calling it 2000th episode set and they use that key in there, it would make sense to have it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't need it, so I'm not like, man, they didn't include Yellow Buster key. Rah. But it seems kind of pointless to not have it. But I guess also because your Legend Mobirits can say Go Busters, so you don't really need to like have that sound. I don't know. They're so weird, fucking stupid.
You got it.
You got it, dude. Thanks, Michelle. Bitch.
Uh-huh. Speaking of
show
bitches.
Show up on the fucking show already.
Don't talk about yourself like that.
Like, just show up on Fuller House already. Everybody else has 15 times. Like, what the fuck? Right, Dawson?
I don't know. I'm not listening. Sorry. I was waiting until we started talking about things we didn't already talk about.
We're talking about Michelle not being on Fuller House.
Like I said, speaking of bitches, ghosts.
Ghost. So, wrapped up the Tale of Two Makotos story in the most satisfying conclusion. They explained everything. They laid out the whole plan. No, they didn't. One of them just disappeared into fairy dust and they absorbed each other. I think that's what happened.
The exact same thing they did when they made copies of Tusk and Sella. That's great.
What was even the point of that?
To build suspense and for character growth for Makoto. I don't know. I was going to say words.
I wish my thing was true about like the fake one having been the real one the whole time or something. Or any, like, there wasn't even like an explanation they gave that just didn't make sense. There was just no explanation. Like, the only thing that happened was they merged and then there was like, oh, there was tiny Ganmisers in his icon, so they're still alive. Like, that was it.
There was Ganmiser sperm in here.
I wish I fucking knew. I don't know anything about what
at all,
they wanted to do.
And, like, what did they mean? Like, Takaru's the one, but Makoto could have been the other one. The one what?
The one to bring balance to the Force.
I don't know.
Brian's crying.
I don't know why he existed. Why was this even a fucking plot point?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
In the grand scheme of things, it served no purpose other than to heal Makoto at the end, and all you had to do to fix that was not have him get shot by Adele.
Exactly. Or do. It doesn't even matter at this point.
It really doesn't. He never actually died.
No, there's not a single ghost in this show except for Takeru. There's nothing to do with ghosts. It was about a family that formed a cult in some sort of weird blood-red sky dimension. That's what they explained. There's nothing to do with ghosts
at
all.
They found this monolith, like his little like village group. Like, they found this monolith, and they just was like, I wish for a world with peace and whatever else he said.
Talking nonsense.
The monolith, I guess, is just like, okay, bro, whatever. And teleported them all to a world with a red sky for some reason. And they're like, sweet, we'll set up camp here. And then they somehow developed a whole society and a military and these weird dragon things.
It was really into those last two seasons of the original Ninja Turtles cartoon where they were like, look, red sky for no fucking reason, and here's a kid who mutates into this weird yellow monster.
Like, it's so disappointing.
Don't get too attached, he'll never show up in Turtles ever again.
Because a couple weeks ago, after the podcast, Brian and I did like a mini investigation into ghost mythology, which yielded very little. But this didn't even explain it, because basically we were like, well, this has nothing to do with ghosts other than Takeru being dead and then the spirits of his forms. We like basically realized that they just lean heavy on the eye theme, which is really funny. Like, we get into the gimmick, but the show is called Kamen Rider Ghost.
It's not Kamen Rider Eyeballs?
No, it's not.
Well, I thought it was a Kamen Rider Eyeballs, so fuck me.
Kamen Rider Ghost? Well, they had me fooled.
The subs were wrong every week.
I don't
over
understand
time it was
that.
Stupid. I thought they were really stupid. I don't know.
I don't understand
life.
I don't get who Freya is. Like,
isn't that one of the Michelson siblings?
Yeah, she's the one that she was off with.
She's
Claudia
the
Black.
One they got donned. She got donned because like she's just all of a sudden there.
Okay, she was off with Claudia Black, and then like she just slept every 100 years and was like awake for 2 weeks, and then she'd go back to sleep, and that's how she stayed alive for 1,000 years. And then she's just an awesome witch, and she just does things, and she's hot. And
isn't even Caroline 0 out of 10. But to answer your question, Brian, she's an original.
Oh my god, we went to a concert for my wife's birthday the other day, and there was this chick there who totally looked like she was trying to be a fake Caroline. Like, it was really creepy. We both saw her and both had the same thought. Like, is this bitch trying to be Caroline? Like, what is happening? It was really weird. The first thing I thought of, like, trying to, like, take a picture and...
But then it would have been creepy.
Then it would have been creepy. Like, why aren't you taking a picture of some random person?
Granted, we took pictures of Lunsford, like, 3 times in Morphicon. Doesn't even know it. He's on our Facebook phone. It's just labeled as Lunsford.
That's true.
But who's Freya in this show? She's not an original.
The one that was hovering above or below the Great Eye and like getting electrocuted and then got absorbed.
She was in the YouTube specials for the Legend Rider Damashi, and they were like, Wizard Damashi and Kaigan Ozu. And like, there was like these two bitches, and like they looked at like, oh, one was summoning the Terror Dopant and the Dr. Maki, and one was summoning like the icons, and then it turned out they were working together so they could make all the Legend Rider icons so they could beat something.
Because they said that their world got taken over by this bad guy. And Takeru needed to gather the Legend Rider icons to beat the bad guy. But now, like, they're, like, the Great Eye or something, or some vessel for the Great... I don't know what they are. Why are they there?
Why is anybody there?
Because they already had the actors on retainer, and it was cheaper.
The only other actor they had on retainer was the Imogen, and they realized that it wouldn't make sense if they appeared, but actually probably more sense than what's going on.
To be honest, I wouldn't mind if the Imogen suddenly appeared. I wouldn't find it confusing at all, either.
I don't know really what anything has to do with the icons, or the icons, the eye, what the fuck is it called? We just talked about the Great Eye, and I just don't understand anything around it, really.
The Great Eyeball in the sky.
And, like, he just hugged Adele and was like,
he saved him.
No, your family loved you. And then the sister just, like, came up and, like, smacked him. And I was like, no, daddy loved you. And he's like, fuck, you guys did love me. I was wrong.
I understand now. I understand love. Oh, fuck, I'm getting absorbed. Kill me now.
And he dick slapped his sister in the face, right? Because he's always, you know, being weird.
And there was
it was all naked, you know, that time. That still makes me uncomfortable.
There was also that weird thing about, like, Igor, like, had a crush on what's-her-face, Akari.
I forgot about that. Like, and, like, the unnecessary, like, over-the-top comedic handprints, like he's in a Looney Tunes cartoon. Like...
I still don't.
What you mean you don't like that?
No, I don't like anything. I like the suit.
We knew that already.
I like the suits.
What else? So basically, the whole plan of Adele turning himself into everyone amounted to nothing. We didn't even get to see the masses turn into him. We got to see like 5 people. We didn't even get to see a bunch of masters clapping at President Master Obama. And then the cactus people never even showed up. Volkov wasn't even there. 0 out of 10. Worst adaptation of End of Time ever.
To be fair, would you want to see a bunch of people the masses turning into Adele?
No. But I mean, it just seemed like it was pointless to build that up. If Takaru was just going to hug him, and then he was going to get absorbed.
I'm still not really sure what his plan was, to be honest.
He wanted to become the world, because nobody loved him, so if he was everyone, then he could love himself. But the ultimate cruelty is that he doesn't even love himself, and that's what he would have realized.
Boom. He wanted to become the world, but then he saw what kind of a joke they turned the world into, and he was like, nope, never mind.
So yeah, apparently the Gonmisers were planning... this the entire time. They're like, oh, now's our chance. Freedom.
Aren't they basically robots? How are they planning this?
I don't know. Because they started to gain sentience, and...
they became self-aware, and then they started hosting Comcast Q&A services. So...
they became... like, the Terminators, they became self-aware, and then they sent Arnold Schwarzenegger back in time to find John Connor.
But then Daenerys was there at some point, and that was cool. Know how it is.
And then at one point Chuck's mom was there.
Was that the movie with Matt Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
Starring the Doctor and Daenerys. And some other guy, I have no idea who he is. And I think J. Jonah Jameson was there. But that still makes more sense than what's going on here. So
I am J. Jonah Jameson. Did you know that?
No.
Well, I am. So, your mother.
But next week, at least we get to see Takaru defeating this weird Great Eye Gonmiser's amalgam by screaming the word love at him and saying, like, love exists and everything's disappearing and all that stuff.
That doesn't sound like fun to you?
I'm sure they'll answer everything next week. It'll be just like the Decade movie, which... perfectly laid things out and was exactly like the trailer.
Dear Lord. Let it go, man. It was 20 years ago.
It was 20 years ago.
I'm at this point, I'm just trying to forget that even existed. Let it go.
Well, if they hadn't shown the trailer, it wouldn't
let
be a big
go.
Deal.
Let it go.
No thanks.
Bitch. Brian, did you get a baby Dory on Disney Crossing Road?
No.
Well, I got baby Dory, so...
What did you have
lose.
To do?
The weekend challenge for finding Dory.
Oh, fuck that shit.
I mean, I didn't get the Davy Jones from the Pirates of the Caribbean one, but I got the Finding Dory one completed. I sat there, like, all day at work, just doing it one day, just so that I could come home and be like, look, bitch, I got this. Because she got Davy Jones and I didn't and threw it in my face. I was like, well, watch this. I'm going to kick your ass. And then she's like, you're an asshole. I'm like, well, what did you fucking get? You know I'm competitive. Yeah, but not like this. This is fucking mean. I'm like, well, you should be better at this game.
Get good.
Also, while you're at it, can you fix your manly voice, please? It's disturbing me in the bedroom.
Oh, man, I like it when she be all, hey, baby, I want some of that dick.
Why do you sound like an R&B singer? Stop it.
Oh, come on now, Dawson.
No. Whoops, I misspelled.
You want some of that ball sack? I don't know where this is going. I didn't really have an end game for this.
I don't know.
Then again, I didn't have an end game for Ghost either, so.
Aw, damn it, you beat me to it.
Yeah. I beat it off, too. What? Aw, Misa Honey. Aw, Misa Honey. So, yeah, how about that Ghost, huh?
We just did that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm really bad at transitions.
did we just sit here? Discussion.
We done?
With Yuki. Yeah.
That was such a sloppy jingle.
Like, I feel like Brian forgot what we were doing. Like, we're recording, right?
I really did. Like, I forgot Dino Charge.
How
like,
could you forget? Red Ranger brings the danger.
Like, what happens?
Red Ranger brings the danger.
God. You're on a unicycle. Settle down, pussy. Like, you act like he was doing something cool. I'm like, you're basically just a clown. That's what you're doing right now. God. I hate Tyler so much.
I watched several episodes in a row. Which one was this week's?
The one where they all took a vacation and were, like, basically high in the sun and spent the time dancing.
Oh, and I was totally out of it during that episode. I don't know what happened.
So were they.
I kept zoning in and out because I just couldn't handle it.
Because it was totally plausible to use a monster that was like surfboards and palm trees as some ancient caveman monster that these sealed away.
That's the one, yeah, when like Coda was like, oh, Grandpa, lock away monster in cave. He say no cross line. I shouldn't cross line. Then we cross the line. Oh, shit, Grandpa, you know better than me. I shouldn't have crossed the line. Fuck.
I like how the monster was sealed.
Me too.
They're behind a rock and a stick. Like, and then sand that was the line, unless it was like mountain ash or something. I don't think it was, though. I don't know how his grandpa. I don't know how his grandpa taught him anything. They couldn't even speak any language.
He grunted. He like pointed at the line and shook his head and grunted at him.
He just pointed at it, shook his head, and then just like hit Coda with a club.
Well, to be fair, it's probably what caused Coda's brain damage.
Well, he probably also mostly did it because of the absolutely shit piece rendering of him in the cave drawings. It's like a stick figure holding a cane. Did they even invent canes back then? Was that like to clarify that it was a grandpa? Like, oh, better give it a cane so kids understand.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
they
won't
understand any other way.
And then they had Kendall's grandma? Did I understand that correctly? That
was Kendall's...
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Kendall's G-Ma, because that's what all the kids are calling him these days. So I'm going to tell my mother from now on, Kaylee has to call her G-Ma, and this is what we're doing now.
It sounded like she was saying Gemma wrong the whole time. Jeeb and G-Ma. You know how it is. I didn't like this episode, guys. I don't know if you could tell. I think I liked 1930s groaning last week more.
I watched three episodes of Dino Supercharge in a row the other day, okay?
At least the because first I was one behind. Was okay, I think it was okay 2 weeks ago.
So,
I'm not sure.
I got to watch them summon the Titanozord, and then I got to watch something with Kaylee and Love and Tyler and Chase, and that happened in my life, and then I had to watch this one, and I just, by the time this one, that's also the other problem too, by the time this one came on, I was just, I had had enough, and I just wanted it to be over.
So I just wanted it to be over.
I really couldn't tell you what was happening.
I don't like it. Thankfully, like, after this, like, at least some plot thing happens almost every episode.
Does it sound, I didn't read any of the spoilers, but does it sound suspicious at all that the Silver Rangers, like, send me all your Megazord data?
How is that going to help them get to Earth?
Give me all your information, and that will save me.
There's absolutely no way.
Yes, all of it. I need every scrap of data you have on Zords and Energems, and I think that will save us. I think that sounds a little suspicious, sir.
This sounds like a little suspicious. There's absolutely no way it's his doppelganger at all. There's no way.
This sounds like a phishing scheme. Like,
doesn't even sound like Dino Thunder Kid. Hey, lady, send me your Zord data. You gotta believe in the birds of America.
Like, it sounds like... Sounds like one of those emails you get saying that you, like, a Nigerian prince is, like, giving you $1 million. Just gotta send them your bank account info.
Well, what are they trying to do? Bring him to Earth?
Yeah.
So yeah, why don't they just say, hey, send me your address and Kendall will put it in the GPS and come up there, probably more accurately, though Tyler will drive it, because Kendall only gets to drive it once this season and she did it already.
Well, women aren't allowed to drive, so...
Well, then why is Tyler driving it? Just...
Dad!
Like, all right, Tyler, go pick up Silver Ranger. Sensors show that Tyler hasn't left Earth. He's going to look for his dad. God damn it, Tyler! Meanwhile, you just cut to Tyler's dad running through the woods, like, feverishly, like, fuck, he's found me, he's in a fucking spaceship! Still dressed like a middle schooler. I'm late for my first day of class.
Like, how... I like how Tyler just always all about the dad. Like, you just, and then the dad was there, and the dad, he's there for 10 minutes. It's like, I gotta go. I need to go find the villain base. Dad, but when will I ever see you again? Dad, you just got here. Yeah, son, I'm gonna go. It's been fun chilling with you. And your friends, but I gotta go.
I'm jolly.
I got things to do.
Oh, jeez, Louise, I'm gonna miss my class.
Jeez, Louise. Oh my god. Can't be late for homeroom, really. But we don't have one next week, though, because it's a worldwide day of play, so.
That's called a reprieve.
So I want to encourage all kids to stay inside and play video games.
I was going to say stay inside and play with themselves, but
at least lots of donuts, also just anything but exercise, physical activity.
Sit on the couch and masturbate.
I know jogging's supposed to be good for you, but my god, at what cost?
And not like with your hand, but like with one of those, like... flashlights that doesn't
for stopping. You. It's not stopping. That's a commercial.
So, that...
That's about all.
Using your hand is too much exercise.
Still happening.
If Don't be lazy. Hire a prostitute to do it for you.
Oh, God. Now it's time for ramble time. Wow.
I'm eating Christmas candy.
What was Pokemon about this week? Because it wasn't the end of the gym battle, because we already did that.
I watched it. Hold on. Let me think. Gudra.
Oh, yeah. He reunited with Gudra because... Yes. That's all I remember now. What else? I need more to go on.
I'm thinking. That was Carbink.
Carbink is a fucker.
Carbink is a
good thing the censors caught that.
I like how... But I did like how they, used the Carbink, and they'd spin as a drill, and they just, like, water gun shot that shit at Team Rocket. That was funny.
I can't remember, though, did he leave and take Gudra with him, or does Gudra not go with him and just shows up at the league later?
He shows up at the league later, I think.
Oh, okay.
He didn't take him.
Because it was a big deal. It was like, oh, what's this sixth Pokemon? Oh, my God, no. Well, Pocket's just Gudra.
I still can't believe they did that. Like, you still could have brought Gudra back and had a sixth team member. Especially since you don't have an enormous amount of people on Serena's team to also have to split focus with.
Serena doesn't have a team.
That bitch only got three Pokemon. Catchphrase only has, like, three Pokemon.
Catchphrase.
Yeah, his male companion. Just catchphrase.
He doesn't know how to catchphrase by himself, so he always needs a dude to help him.
Like. And then, why did he go back there? Like, just bored?
To say hi to Gudra. You gotta kill time.
Like,
you gotta kill time.
Well, yeah, even right now, they're like, hey, Team Flare, can we fight, like, a while longer because Sun and Moon's not supposed to start yet? So let's just fight as long as possible because I have no idea where we're going. We can't possibly do some sort of in Kalos and Beyond adventure in 3 weeks. 3 weeks! We're gonna start talking like...
3 weeks, NATO. He's the classic. Mice from Babe.
Classic soda opening mess around.
Yeah, soda opens, silence. But speaking of anime things, though, we got our first little poster look at the Sun and Moon anime, and possibly the biggest plot twist in all of Pokemon history is Ash doesn't have his gloves for the first time in like 40 years since we started watching the anime.
Not gonna lie, I didn't even notice he didn't have gloves. So you just said.
I didn't either. I think it was like Kiefer or somebody that tweeted it out, and I'm like, oh shit. He's naked! Somebody cover that!
You tell Keeper to suck his fat dick and stop pointing shit out.
That's distasteful right there.
Like, he's wearing the clothes of the male protagonist like always.
Makes him look like a middle schooler also.
Well, he's going to school, so...
I love the translation I read where it says, Ash's goal this time is to go to school, and his aim is to graduate. I'm like, wait, what does that mean? I need more details than that. Why did you say his aim is to graduate? That's a weird way to put it.
Is he not going to graduate? He never succeeds at anything else, so...
Well,
he's been to Pokemon school before, and he dropped out every time. Fuck this.
Like, I'm curious what that means. Was that the episode where they tried to do levels?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, classic.
Episode where they tried to do levels.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, my Pokemon's a high level, and they're like, oh, we're just going to drop this, alright. What's a level? I don't even know. But I want to know what that means, because unless I'm blanking something out, there's nothing that, like, correlates to that with the game.
I don't know.
And they were like, what's this ball? They're like, Voltorb, Omanyte, Jigglypuff seen from above. What?
Omanyte? Like at the Olympics?
Uh-huh.
But, like, I'm just confused, because wouldn't he just go around doing the the trials like the normal protagonist?
Maybe and that's what they mean.
Part maybe of that, school?
Maybe that is their school.
It might be a bad translation.
It could be. I don't know. It just seems weird. It just seems
like,
weird.
Like maybe the idea is that he's doing the trials, but somebody who didn't know what they were talking about read it and assumed it was like some kind of a school thing. So they wrote it that way. But you know how that happens with Toku sites is that some dipshit reads a scan wrong and posts it as fact, and then like all the news sites run with it instead of reading something that's perfectly legible right in front of them. Like, if we just use our eyes and read what it says, we'd know that we're posting wrong information. And how do we know that just didn't happen here? Is that somebody just read it wrong or misinterpreted it and said, oh, this is what it says. He's going to school. And everyone's like, oh, Ash's going to fucking school. When really
looks like a schoolboy confirmed.
When really he's just doing the Alolan trials.
Just, I hope so, just because it seems so weird. And I certainly can't imagine Ash staying stationary at one campus. Or, like, having, like, some sort of, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! GX-style campus and then having him travel to islands and coming back to the campus. Like, I don't know, that just seems weird.
Yeah, and... But the thing showed Samson Oak and the starters, and he gets a Z-ring, which I'm actually kind of glad he gets a Z-ring. Z-ring? As he gets a Z-ron, and... It gives him a little Furbus figure. Why Pikachu has to make that stupid pose also? I don't, maybe Pikachu will finally evolve into an Alolan Raichu. I would be fine with that, though.
Let's be real.
I was texting Brian after I saw that, and I was like, hey, maybe they'll use this as an excuse to bring back Snorlax. You can get one of the Snorlax Z... stones, and Brian's response was no, they won't do that. I said, well, they missed an opportunity several times to do something with Mega Stones. Why couldn't they, you know, they could make up for it bringing back Snorlax.
That is true. Like, if they do bring back Snorlax, it makes up for them not bringing back anyone in Kalos.
I kind of want them to bring back Lapras to, like, shuffle them around like a slave, like he did in the Orange Islands.
I want them to bring back Lapras so he could be a slave again.
I wouldn't mind that.
Well, cause Lapras is in the poster. Poster confirmed. But in reality, it's probably just like, hey, which of these floats on water?
in the poster, it's all the different poker ride things. Like, it's Sharpedo and Charizard. So they're just showing off that we're going to do poker ride in the anime is all. Which is stupid, but...
Well, they have to have something to do. That's why, like, I'm curious about the premise with the school and whatnot, because this has to last us 3+ years.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's 4 main islands, then there's the Magearna Island, plus they're going to have to go through Ultra Beasts and Team Aether and or whatever, the Aether Foundation and Team Skull and... So I don't know. I have to figure
out
why.
I don't really have a clue who his companions are yet.
I'll probably spend 3 episodes trying to figure out why Rockruff has 2 different evolution forms.
It looks like Team Rocket's going to get a Beware, which I think will be kind of funny.
Were they getting a Beware? Or was that like a Beware balloon? I mean, don't get me wrong.
Why'd you just cross my dreams with a balloon?
Well, it was very obviously a balloon.
I didn't see it as a balloon. I just saw the color, general shapes, and I said, Beware confirmed. That's how it works.
I mean, I wouldn't mind them getting a Beware. I think it would be funny.
It's got a fucking landing gear on it.
You know what? I don't need your sass, Brian. I signed up for sass and Beware balloons. I signed it up for fuck's sake. I'm going home. I'm going home.
Congratulations, you're there. What I want to know, though, is like, I wouldn't mind them getting a Beware simply because I could imagine it being like another Victory Bell situation or like Cacnea.
But like both of them. So they're like, hey, let's be really annoying, and then Beware like kills them, and then that's the end of them. Or, like, whenever they try to start a plot, Beware just tackles them and, like, puts them out of commission for an episode, so they're not just always there.
I don't know, I kind of liked Victor Bell and Cacnea.
The question is, what are they going to do with their Kalos Pokemon? What's going to be their excuse? Because Team Rocket has a special rule only for them that they can only carry, like, 2.5 Pokemon.
All I know is Boba Fett's back, so who cares?
Yeah. Right? Well, Team Rocket has, like, this rule of we can only have 2.5 Pokemon, but then they also, for some reason, ascribe to the same policy as Ash, in which we can only bring this, we have to leave the previous region's Pokemon behind because we can't bring them with them. They'll confuse people too much. They'll know we're outsiders. The fact that we're wearing these stupid costumes isn't going to give me a giveaway. The fact that we brought with us, like, a Weezing and an Arbok, that'll tell them we're outsiders.
So much profanity. It's getting bleeped by the machine. There's no need for it, really.
I just want a piece of cake. I want some cock.
I absolutely love that image that I tagged you in on Facebook, Kevin. Or on, not on Facebook, on Twitter. Because you were just talking about how Gangster Rowlet was pointing a gun at Ash.
Picture. I thought it was supposed to be a representation of how you started your reviews, Brian.
Led to. That is definitely true.
Well, no, I went, that's the picture that I was talking to, I was telling you about, is that drawing of Rowlet holding him up, because I went, you had retweeted something, I think it was retweeting the poster or some, I don't know, some bullshit you were fucking doing, and I was scrolling through the comments, and of course the people's responses to this is just, it's hilarious, and as you keep going down, like, somebody posted that as a comment on the thing, is the picture of Rowlet holding up Ashes, explaining his stupid derp face.
I also love the fact that the Rotom Pokedex is hanging out there.
Oh, I love it.
Because I was hoping it would become, like, one of the, like, fun mascot characters this year, which I kind of assumed, but it's looking like it. I wouldn't be surprised if Rowlet's the one of the starters Ash gets just because he has a bird fetish that he found in Kalos. He found out what he's into. It's birds. Yeah. Put some feathers birds on there and I am done! Classic Winston.
Ash has a fetish with flying types. Ash is the new leader, is the new Faulkner.
He goes back to Johto. Dude, I want your job. My yes, boner for Faulkner flying types Skyla is bigger than Winona, yours.
I like Faulkner better. And he was the first.
First?
First evil?
So in other news, there was more than just Rowlet mugging Ash in these scans.
So Rockruff has an evolution whose Japanese name is Lugarugan. What? That's what it said!
I know it is, but it's really funny when you say it out loud. Lugarugan.
And I guess because the game's 12 hours apart or something like that, he gets his midday form, which looks like a normal fucking wolf, which actually looks pretty cool, in Sun.
A wolf.
A wolf. And then at night he gets a werewolf form, which is like with midnight.
Can you
form.
Eat the cake closer to your receiver, for fuck's sake? There's no need for it. If you really sit there and think about it, there's absolutely no need for it.
Lugarugan. Lugarugan.
God help
you with your receiver problem. I think it's the Japanese word for Rougarou.
Time to call the Winchesters.
That's really the first thing I thought when I read, like, Lugarugan. Like, Rougarou? Like, is this...
For fuck's sake! Just eat the cake closer to the computer.
Do I need to call Sam Dean?
I want a shirt that says, eat the cake closer to the computer. So, because I was confused about the evolutions, because every site I read said something different. One of them said it was exclusive to the date or the time it evolved. One of them said it was exclusive to the version. One of them said he straight up transformed depending on what time of day you're using him.
Well, I think the thing about it is that they only had when got the computer out of the room. Are you better?
Yeah, thank you for getting out of the room.
Fuck.
Now we can talk about these woofs.
I think what happened was they only had certain pages of the scan, and so the original pages that they posted didn't have a thing that said only in sun, only in moon. But it said, oh, this is Lugarugan midday form and Lugarugan midnight form. So they said, oh, well, if you do it during the day, you get midday. You do it at night, you get midnight form. And then the next day we got more, like the other scan, the big poster looking image that says, this is in sun, this is in moon. So then I was like, oh, never mind.
That was a confusion. Like, I'm kind of disappointed though, because I actually think the idea of it transforming, like depending on what time of day you use it, was actually kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like I think that's the thing is, I mean, I don't know if there's going to be anything different, because at some point, if you're playing sun, I would imagine the game becomes nighttime, and vice versa with moon. So I don't know how that works exactly. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see, but, you know, this is what I was talking about before with the whole school thing. Somebody, you have half the information, and so you try to fill in the other half, especially because you're in a different language, and then one person puts it one way, and then someone goes, oh, this is a credible source, and then it gets reprinted wrong when someone else tells it to someone, and just his mass hysteria ensues. There are two Blue Rangers. The sword
turns
the gun.
Into a gun. Yep.
Like the whole thing. You know, Anki Don is Anki Dora.
It's ankled, because you know they can't say it right.
It's Ankledorf. Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
What were we talking about? Oh yeah, Pokemon.
Your mama's sweet ass.
So where's this information coming from that the starters share an evolution like link with the Rockruff? I mean, not like a link, but like a similarity to the style.
That was a really, really old listing. That was, I think it was in KoroKoro 2.
It was in KoroKoro, and it showed a picture of each starter and Rockruff, and said that like something about like there was something special about all four of them. Or that like their evolution shared something special, or
okay.
I don't remember exactly what it said, but it was something to that effect. That's something special about these four Pokemon.
Because I wasn't sure if it was like official, like in KoroKoro, if it was a rumor that people were now bringing up because we knew he was different. So okay, so that could mean the split evolutions could be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like sun exclusive and moon exclusive evolutions for the starters.
I don't think they would do that, but I think there might be like a split, like a mid, like a day and night split, maybe. Just because they want to have differences, but I don't think they've ever had a real difference where it was like game changing like that.
That would really put just throw a wrench in my whole decision making process, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, because like I want to pick Sun, but if they're like for my first game, but if they have the mermaid one for Sun for Popplio, then I'm going to have to play Moon. So, like, I like the idea of whether it's for both the second and third evolutions or just like the last evolutions. I like the idea of the starters having split evolutions. So I think that would be neat, but I mean, I could be wrong, but I just don't see them doing it as version exclusives, but I definitely hope there's alternatives.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just want to know, like, why are they hiding it from us? Like, everyone's like, oh, where's the movie trailer? I'm like, where's the fucking starters?
Right?
That's what I want to know.
Like, I don't care about
the Power Ranger movie trailer. I need to see the starter evolutions.
Talas! It's been too long now. I'm getting worried.
Maybe next week, because we're getting more information on the 20th.
That's what I've been saying for a month now.
Every 6 days, they're just putting out more information.
Well, and then today's was like, oh boy, I woke up, I'm like, oh, it's Christmas again, there's Pokemon information, and then it was just these two Ultra Beasts. I was like, well, this is boring. You didn't even put the Coyotes in there.
Like, it was funny, because I remembered this morning, when I first got up, I'm like, oh, sweet, it's... like Pokemon News Day, and it's great because my boss isn't gonna be in the office in the morning, so I don't have to worry about, like, I have to wait till he, like, leaves to goes out the room to see what the news is. I can just see it right away when they post it, and then I forgot. So then I'm still looking at so then it was still like 9:30 or so when I remember, like, oh fuck, Pokemon News. Like, son of a bitch, how did I forget? Like, and then, yeah, it was just... and I kept refreshing, like, maybe there's more information coming. Like, I don't know why there would be, but...
it just seemed like... I'm surprised they didn't have the wolf Pokemon in there, at least. Like, it just seemed weird to, like, literally have a trailer without any Pokemon in it.
It's probably what next week's
is. Probably.
For, like, fuck's sake.
Yeah, like, what next week's will probably be is will probably be the wolf and then something else.
It would be nice if it was the starters, but it probably won't be.
But let's see, the magazine, it also showed off the Alolan Raticate and Gumshoe's trade-off for Totem Pokemon. It showed that you can catch Pokemon from Pokemon Go in Sun and Moon, but in different forms or something.
Get the casuals.
Yeah. It said that next month they're going to talk about the true power of Type Null, which is kind of interesting. The Snorlax GX card and the special Munchlax with the Snorlax Z. And then it showed UB01 and two different UB02s that are version exclusive. There are apparently more Ultra Beasts coming or something. I don't know. But, like, UB02, the Japanese name is Expansion, here it's Absorption, is, like, this big, muscly, red, insect-headed thing.
He's like a big, buff mosquito.
Yeah.
He's like if George designed a mosquito.
Pretty much. And then the UB02 Beauty is exclusive to Moon, which, after staring at it for a while, kind of makes sense, because he's all, like, fiery and, like, sun-like, and then she's more like moon. Like, what do you think with the moon with
she's
beauty?
Moony.
She's moony. But yeah. It's the magazine says that UB01's name is a mystery, but may have a deep meaning. There are some people. I saw something like, "Oh, well, the Ultra Beasts are aliens," and then I saw some other kind of speculation, something about like, "Oh, it's the Aether Foundation, and they can turn into the Ultra Beasts."
Yeah, I've heard that too, because everyone's tying Lily to UB01, and so they're like, "Oh, maybe the other ones will be the Aether Foundation people," because Lily's clearly got a connection with the Aether Foundation because they wear the same color.
Who's Lily?
Marshall's wife.
The little blonde girl in the white dress that was like forever ago.
Lilith. Oh. That's Lilith, sorry.
And I think part of it was like, oh, well, clearly look at the way this one stands. She's got her hand on her hip and her legs are crossed, and that's how the chick from the Aether Foundation was standing. They must be the same person, confirmed. They're standing in the same pose. I'm like, oh, okay. Didn't realize that's all it took.
Then who's the buff hashtag mosquito?
The old guy.
Oh, God. No.
So I guess if I go lay on a bed and do a model pose next to Brian, that makes us the same person.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, by that logic, it's... we're just doing the same pose. Clearly, we're the same person. Okay.
That how I do. So, we also got a trailer for a new series of animated shorts that are all based on a video game and done in the animation style of Origins, and it's called Generations. And the poster
is so beautiful. Like, it's...
It is.
There's 18 of these things. They're going to last 3 to 5 minutes. They're going to be on the YouTube. What?
On the YouTube.
Well, like, on the Pokemon YouTube. On the YouTube. You fucking twat rocket.
You got a grandpa.
Ow.
G-pa.
Yeah, I'm on the Facebook there on the internet.
Thanks, Adam Sandler.
And then G-pa.
But I guess when this comes out, the episodes will have come out. I don't know. Brian post this fucking show the day before, 2 days before, whatever. The 16th, the first two episodes will launch. So I'm guessing there's going to be 6 per gen. Or, yeah, if there's 8, no, wait.
3.
18, I mean 3 per gen. There's 6 gens and 3, I would say 3, to, and that makes 18.
Math. It's harder in Europe because they add, or in the UK because they add an S to the end for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. But it's
like on the poster here, like Magma and Aqua are the only ones not represented, and Groudon and Kyogre are on the poster. So
they look really good. Like, well, yeah, they don't have Archie or Maxie, but they have Primal, Kyogre, and Groudon. They show Ho-Oh, Giratina, Origin Form, Kyurem, AZ, Giovanni, Cyrus, is that Getsis and his little stick, Looker, N-Word, Lysander, and Complete Zygarde. So, I just know that that's a really pretty picture, and I really want to see this. I still have to actually, never did watch Origins. I need to watch that.
How did you not watch Origins?
Because I was like, oh, I'm going to do it later, and then later never happened, and then it was, I went to go do it, and I was like, oh, it's not on the little TV app anymore, and so
you're
like
going
it
at the same pace as the games.
Like, I didn't have time, like, oh, we posted episode 1 of Origins. I'm like, oh, well, I'll go watch it later, and then I forgot. Later it didn't happen, and then I remembered to go, I'm like, oh, I need to go watch it. The whole thing's on there, and like go back, and oh, it's not there. Son of a bitch.
It's on the
YouTube. I never saw Origins. I need to watch it.
They just kind of randomly did it. They just kind of were like, oh, here's episode 1 of Origins on our YouTube. Oh, look, here's this Generations thing that we're doing also on our YouTube.
Yeah.
Coincidence? Perhaps to the untrained eye.
Perhaps to the untrained eye. Mwaha. Delightful. But yeah, so that happened. It's got my heart all aflutter. And now I updated my Pokemon Go, and I have a buddy system, and I got a little Wartortle that...
Buddy! Do it to it, Lars! I'm feeling skinny Tony.
Sorry. Had to go for the full, you know, roulette.
You know how it is.
Dear God. He's just become a reference machine, Brian.
Whenever someone says the word buddy, I just hear Lars going, buddy!
Dawson has 2 settings, pun and reference.
I call them my preferences. Boom, nailed it.
The YouTube thing says watch all 4 episodes of Pokemon Origins on Pokemon TV, so it might be back.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I need to do that.
I think it's also on Amazon Prime streaming.
Well, I need to watch it, so that's good to know. That's why I keep Brian around. He tells me things that I need to know, like, go watch Pokemon Origins.
Brian, why weren't you there like 6 years ago when it came out or whatever the hell?
Because Brian's a douchebag. I don't even remember.
When X and Y came out.
Yeah.
I don't remember
when
that
was. That was 6 years ago. That was like 3 years ago.
That's half. I was close.
Same thing.
In dog years. I don't know how dog years work. I don't know why we made that up.
You don't know how anything works because you're a douchebag. You're a douchebag.
Thank you.
I appreciate that little noise you made. It made everything better in my life.
When is it? I heard that apparently we're supposed to get like a actual like
video look at the anime tomorrow. Where the hell did that come from? Not the Generations, but the Pokemon.
No, no, the shitty one.
I have no idea.
Maybe they meant, like, in the anime, like, you know, how we start teasing, like, Rider or Sentai. I don't know. I just saw it on one of the sites, and I have no idea where it came from. It's like, you can't just say stuff, guy.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Dude.
I don't know. I'm still marveling at the fact that Team Rocket gets a Beware. I mean...
For fuck's sake!
And it comes complete without arms.
Must I bear this cross forever?
I don't know, Dawson. Are the scans in the
no
magazine
arms
in front
and a landing
of...
gear?
Yeah, are the no scans arms are like, in the magazine in front of you?
Couldn't see, hear, or speak. This is how he led a nation.
So, Brian, I got this magazine in front of me. I was like, check out
the scans.
That's
just too old. That doesn't even count. That got erased when Barry did Flashpoint, for God's sake.
Some moments are just fixed points in time and cannot be changed.
It's not a fixed point.
You read about it in a book, so it has to happen.
I don't read books. The joke's on you.
I heard that one podcast time when you were like, I read a book, and then
I did,
I think
it wasn't even in the Rook.
And
that
then I shit my pants because I was like, holy crap, Dawson read a book.
I haven't even finished Mistborn yet. I got distracted by comic books because they have pictures. True story.
Dawson doesn't like words.
Is this one of them fangled TTMF weeks?
We're talking about turtles.
Did we do TMF last week? TMF?
Yeah, we did do TMF last week. I was there.
Okay. So we didn't. Okay, good. Whew.
Cool.
Close one.
Okay, turtles.
Okay, so I watched.
It's gonna
three
be a shell
episodes.
Of a time.
It's a shell of a time. I watched three episodes of Ninja Turtles. So I think it was three. Give me a second to go to Wikipedia because I don't remember what I watched. I watched two of them today, which is awful.
Like
no,
version
I,
of
I remember
Brian
now.
Checking his blog.
The first one, was like Baxter made some. Insect mutants as henchmen, and they named one of them Scumbug for some reason, who was a character in the original cartoon, and I actually have the action figure somewhere at my parents' house with all my other turtle figures. And I really had trouble following that one because I really didn't know what was happening or what the motivation was for making insect mutants other than just because he can. I know, and then something about like, oh, the mutagen is working on Shredder and it's making him better or something, and he's like hit the little claw thing shot out of his hand, so that happened. And then it looks like actually these three were that I watched were the last three episodes for a while, because the fucking I'm looking at Wikipedia now and the next episode says TBA because I don't fucking know.
Very funny. Oh, that's TBS. Fuck. Sorry.
So that happened. Raph was scared. It was really funny because Raph was scared of bugs. We just kept seeing Dreg and, like, Mona Lisa and Cockroach
Money,
Terminator
please.
Everywhere.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I can't stop myself.
Good lord. And then Splinter, like, taught him to say some phrase in Japanese. And that made everything better. He just closed his eyes, spoke some Japanese, and it made him not scared of bugs.
Funny.
So, let's go with that. So, I'm not really sure how that happened. And then Shredder now has Wolverine claws. And so that happened. But then the next episode was really cool because it had the mutanimals and it had Mondo Gecko in it, who at one point just yells out Cowabunga, which was just straight up. I don't even know if they just had him re-record himself saying Cowabunga, if they just pulled a line out the movie since he's movie Michelangelo. But that was fun. I really like that just the entire time he's kidnapped, Mondo Gecko's whole concern is, I really gotta pee, guys. That boy, all he just kept, guys, look, seriously, I have to pee. Like, you should probably just, like, let me go right now. I have to pee.
Should probably just let me pee.
just let, yeah, let me pee. Like, I'll come back. You can tie me up. I have to pee, like, right now. So that was funny. And like, Donatello was kidnapped with him. Raph quit the team again. I really appreciated the fact that they were just like, how many times has he quit now? Didn't we do this already? What the fuck is wrong with you, Raph? Donatello's like, 27 times. Raph just keeps quitting the team as he keeps getting pissed off. Okay. Oh, I'm looking at it. It looks like the two mutants that Baxter made were called Anthrax and Scumbug.
Anthrax?
Who... Anthrax. Like, he can, like, keep making more ants of himself or something, and it was really creepy. But they... He was also in the original cartoon and had a toy of him. So I guess that was their way of introducing a new version of Anthrax and Scumbug into the show. But anyway, like, and then I really appreciated, like, the stereotypical fat Italian mobster eating a big plate of spaghetti and meatballs that they just had to do in this episode with Don Vizioso. Like, we're just going to give him a stupid name with a lot of vowels, and he's going to just eat a big old plate of spaghetti and meatballs and be fat and have, like, a hover chair because I don't know.
One thing I do, like, have is meatballs.
Is meatballs. Like, it was literally, like, your stereotypical, like, Italian mob gang. It was a little bit annoying for me, but it had the, I lost my train of thought. It had the,
meatballs.
The mutanimals. Had meatballs. I love meatballs. anything with the mutanimals is awesome, and, we had, I'm trying to go through the episode in my head. It was just a big fight scene, and they had, like, special weapons to seek out mutants, but I don't think they worked all the time. They only worked when it was convenient for the plot.
Sounds like a toku.
Well, because they're like, these bullets, like, seek out mutant DNA, yet they missed almost every shot. And there's, like, eight mutants just standing there. Like, well, clearly they only work when it's convenient for the plot to work, because sometimes they'd hit, and sometimes they just miss, like, 50 shots. Like, first of all, your guns have infinite ammo, like anything else. And, like, well, they clearly can't seek out shit because you keep missing. So that happened. And
I'm yawning, hold on.
Oh, that hurt. Ow. I'm upset now. Ow. But that was a neat-ish episode, and then once again, Raph learned the value of family, because, I don't know, we just keep doing that. Raph has a very tiny brain. But what was really fun for me out of all three of these was the third episode, where they met Wingnut and Screwloose. Wingnut and Screwloose were... I didn't think they were in the original show. They might have been, like, off on the side in, like, a TV show or something, like Ace Duck. But Wingnut and Screwloose were mutanimals in the comics. And they had action figures of them, because I have it. In fact, if I were to go right now, if I remember correctly, Wingnut and Screwloose is in the same Ziploc bag as Mondo Gecko. Because I organized all my Ninja Turtle figures when I was a kid because I was like that. And,
sorry.
And,
it makes sense, oh no, you know really? What?
Wingnut, I'm thinking about Wingnut and Screwloose for like, there was one episode of the Ninja Turtles show, the original one where they were there, and it was kind of dumb. But they were there, like, they were like bad guys in that. But here, they were comic book heroes, and I liked how they kept showing off different comics, but they were clearly like, we made our own named versions of mainstream comics, but we can't use their names, like Arachnid Man, the Fantastic Four food groups.
That one made me laugh.
It was supposed to be a takeoff on the Incredible Hulk, but it was something really stupid. So that was funny. And then April had her crystal, and she became Gollum. And they were like, hey, April, that crystal thing, can we check it? No, my precious. In fact, Mikey even referred to her as Gollum, which... it brought, Wingnut and Screwloose out of the comics to life, which was fine. What I loved about it is that everything they did and everything about them was Adam West, Batman, and Robin. They did the whole, we hit you and, the bam and the pow appeared on the screen. They did the bit where, they're climbing up a building, but they're really not. They would never do that. I don't think they ever actually showed you on Batman that they weren't walking up a building, but you could tell because of, the way their capes were falling and everything else, that you're not climbing up the side of a building because gravity wouldn't make your cape point that way. But they did that, they tripped some old guy or something. And, they're on patrol with Casey and Mikey dressed as Terflightle. And they even gave Screwloose, Burt Ward's hair, which was hilarious. why this mosquito dude has, this 60s bowl cut is just... everything about it was just fantastic. And then they saw the crystal and realized that, the crystal is full of power. And then it basically changed them from, Adam West joke versions of the characters to, I guess, a updated for this show kind of design, to where they would be, more like the mutant kind of look and really badass thing. And then I don't know if it's that they thought they were bad guys, or thought they were good guys, or what. They just went fucking insane. And they had their base, and it was set up like the Batcave, with relics from different fights. How Batman had the giant penny, and all that kind of stuff just sitting there. And so they had those pretty much exact things in the costumes and the tubes on display. Everything, it was so much fun about it, and so much I loved about having Wingnut and Screwloose there. And I was kind of sad when they went back into the comic book. And April, I guess clearly that's going to be a plot point that they're going to bring up, is April and her powers and the crystal. I guess they're finally getting back to, there's something different about April, because we dropped that plot point a long time ago.
They still haven't explained that since I left? For fuck's sake!
I'm glad that they're returning to it and remembered about it. It's just kind of strange that they forgot about it this long to do other things. But I guess if they, finally do explain it, it's fine.
At least they didn't leave the Hulk behind.
But yeah, that's what the, let's see, I'm trying to see who these, the voice people were. I don't know the guy who did Wingnut, but Screwloose was voiced by Jeff Bennett, and he.
My name is Jeff.
He does a bunch.
Well, he did triggers tonight, apparently.
He does a. You have a lot of triggers normally. Jeff Bennett did a lot of voices in Disney shows. He was in Gargoyles. He was Brooklyn, and he was Xanatos' assistant, Owen. Oh, okay, let's see, this other guy here is in a lot of things that were on Nickelodeon. Let's see. I'm looking, if there's anybody that I would know. Oh, he was in, Star Wars Clone Wars, and I think that's Is that the original Clone Wars? I think that's the, it might be the original Clone Wars. I can't tell anymore. They fucking have different names. But anyway, it's not really important. So that was fun. I want to see more of what Shredder's doing. Because I guess that's also a plot point. There's so many things they're doing now is like Karai in the foot and then Shredder's off. And his minions, I liked how he's in the that first episode, he's all alone. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened to the other. Like, one minute they were all there. Like, Razzar's there and Fishface and Rocksteady and Bebop. And then, like, the next episode, they've all abandoned him. And Shredder's like, only you, Stockmen, are here for me. My loyalist ally is a lowly housefly. Wait, where did everyone go? They were I just saw them like 5 minutes ago. Why?
They all ran off and got their asses kicked.
Like, and just chose not to come back, I guess. I don't know. So, like, that was kind of weird. But, this is definitely a better season than pretty much the entire last, like, I don't know, 15 or so episodes that were in New York. Like, and we've only had, like, six, or whatever it is, five or six. So I'm really enjoying Turtles again, and, like, it's nice that, you know, having the mutant animals and having these different things that they're doing. Using Karai as an actual thing. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice if she joined her family, but at least she's not, like, I'm mind-controlled, and we gotta find her. Then she's lost in the sewers. Then she comes back and is mind-controlled again. Like, like she's actually doing
classic things. Cry dialogue.
But yeah, it's pretty good though. It makes me actually excited to see where they're going from here, as opposed to just being like, make them do something different. But let's go somewhere else. Like that giant eye thing came from the comic book and was attacking. Like, no one believed Mikey. Like, guys, the thing from the comics was attacking. And finally, Raph's like, maybe we should listen to Mikey more often. So the shit he's saying is true more and more every day. So this place is getting insane. But yeah. Turtles, it's makes me happy. I'm so happy to be seeing Turtles again. I just wish they had a better fucking schedule of airing.
Yeah, well, Nickelodeon.
They're trying to kill it.
Yeah. This is true. So, like, damn. I think that is it.
Let's see.
Yes.
Let's see.
So, now it's time for...
Final Thingies! I have a thingy and it's not final. I don't know why Zingbot showed up. But
don't even know who that is.
Zing!
I only know a waffle bot. Damn, I want waffles. Fuck's sake.
Awesome. So, tiny penis.
Next week is TTMF, so send in them
for now.
Questions. Yeah, that. Not TTFN, TTMF.
Oh, fuck. Pussy.
That's not. Nope.